This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Marie Christine also in studio. Marie, always good to see you.
Glad to be here, Scott.
We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend, Dr. Dean Anderson, Front Range Medical Center, and known Dr. Anderson for a number of years. And Dr. Anderson is a chiropractor and owner of Front Range Medical Center. You've heard him over this last year with us here on Haystack Help and KLVZ 810, our sister station. And we are looking forward to going throughout 2019 here with Dr. Anderson and talking about a subject that, boy, seems to be growing and growing and growing and more cases coming more evident, and that is something called peripheral neuropathy. So, Dr. Anderson, first of all, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was doing some research on this before the show a little bit, and it does seem like the numbers are escalating at quite a rapid rate with this condition.
Yeah, you know, peripheral neuropathy is caused, always caused by something, Scott, and there's a number of things that, again, can cause it, so that leads to those higher numbers. A lot of people associate peripheral neuropathy with diabetes, but even patients who have prediabetes, really any type of blood sugar issue can cause peripheral nerve damage. And in addition to that, peripheral neuropathy can be side effects of certain medications, certain chemotherapies. Certain statin medications are known to cause neuropathy. Neuropathy can be a side effect of an unknown autoimmune issue. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So The higher numbers that you're probably seeing is just related to the number of different things that can eventually lead to peripheral nerve damage.
Right. So is this something that you can almost kind of put into a sector of, say, hey, usually it's between this age and this age, male or female, and different conditions, or can this just really hit anybody at any time?
I would definitely say, you know, the majority of cases, or at least patients in our office, are people that are probably about 60 and over. But, you know, I definitely have patients who are also younger and develop peripheral neuropathy. So it's kind of all over the board, but for the majority, I would say patients who are 60 or over. And you know, I think that comes along with the longer we live, the more we're apt to have other health issues that can, again, cause neuropathy. So I think it kind of pushes those numbers up into that higher kind of age bracket.
So, Dr. Anderson, when we're talking about peripheral neuropathy specifically, what are some of the symptoms that people are dealing with when they have this?
Yeah, most commonly it starts off in the lower extremity. So patients will describe some altered sensation, usually on the ball of their feet or toes, like numbness and tingling, a feeling like there's something in their shoe when there's not, or their socks wadded up in their shoe when it isn't. And as it progresses, patients will describe more burning pain or sharp shooting electrical pains, typically nerve pain. And we also have kind of a subgroup of patients that may not have pain, but they have numbness. And with that numbness, you know, they have a lot of lack of sensation, which brings about real issues with mobility and balance. Oftentimes those patients are fall risks, or they don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So that's usually the progression of it.
Man, that does not sound fun,
yeah.
Scott.
No kidding. Now, we usually think of it, like you say, lower extremities. Is it something that, you know, can surface in hands and fingers and arms?
Yeah, you can see it. Again, normally it'll start off in lower extremities, but we'll see it in upper extremities this time. And the progression will be the same. It'll start off in kind of the fingertips, and then as it progresses, it can kind of work its way up towards kind of, you know, the palm or towards the wrist, towards the elbow. So usually it kind of has this proximal, or it moves upward towards, you know, the upper areas.
So, Dr. Anderson, I know there's somebody listening right now to this interview who's saying, yep, that's me. That's exactly what I have. I hate it. It's the worst. So what hope can you offer at your office for these people listening?
Yeah, well, what we do in our office is we use a technology called electronic signaling treatment. And it's one of the more advanced forms of electromedicine because it incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. Nerves are electrical. And with this advancement in treatment, you know, we're seeing really great results in patients with neuropathy have, you know, significant reduction in the symptoms. They have the burning pain, sharpshooting electrical pains. Patients who deal with numbness can start to get sensation back. So, you know, over the past 8 to 9 years, we've been seeing great results with patients suffering with neuropathy. And so what we're offering patients is basically a chance to come into our office for a consultation that is normally $244, and we're offering that consultation for $27. What that consultation includes is basically a chance for me to sit down with that individual, really start to understand their health history. It includes a neuropathy-specific exam, or I can do some more in-depth testing to figure out the type of nerve damage, the severity of nerve damage, and it also includes a review of past medical history. And all of this is basically a chance to determine if we can help, if they're a good candidate for treatment, and if we feel like we can put them in a position to get good results.
Well, well, you're not going to beat all of that for $27 to find out if you can be a help. I think a lot of offices say, hey, you know, do this deal for several thousand dollars, and, you know, hey, if it doesn't work, we tried our best. But I think this is an extremely fair way because you want to provide value to the client as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we want to, you know, number one, make sure we have patients in our office who are good fits for this type of treatment, and not everybody is. So we want to make sure, you know, we understand the type of nerve damage, the severity of it. You know, the other part that's important that we didn't even touch on is we always want to make sure we know why they have it. You know, so that's one of the reasons we spend a lot of time in the beginning and going through health history, looking at past medical records, or sometimes even ordering new diagnostics, is we have to make sure we know why they have it. A lot of patients are told, we don't know why, it's idiopathic. Well, there's still a reason. We want to make sure we know why or have an indication, and that's just going to give us a better chance to you know, get great results as we go along.
Yeah, and Dr. Anderson, I just want to say thank you for offering that really good value on the consultation for our listeners, because I know there's somebody who's really going to benefit from this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number is 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. And again, this is Front Range Medical Center. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest. You know, we're talking about the electronic signaling and all that. Is that anything that we're the patient feels discomfort during this testing, or what does that feel like?
No, and it's not, and to just make sure we're real clear, it's not, you know, the testing part. That's the actual treatment part of what we do. But, Scott, to answer your question, it's not uncomfortable. Patients
okay.
will feel it. You know, they can feel what's going on, but it's nothing that causes pain. It doesn't hurt. Patients are relaxed when they come in for treatments, and during treatment, it's about, you know, a 30-minute process. But they can absolutely feel what's going on, but I'll make the point that it's comfortable.
Well, and that's good to know, because putting myself in the patient's shoes, first thing I want to know when I go to the doctor is, are you going to hurt me?
Yeah, no, and it does not hurt. It's comfortable, and we always make sure before we start treatment as well, we kind of go through a whole process so patients know what to expect. They feel comfortable, and they understand what they should experience.
Well, and that's really one of the benefits too of doing this consultation, is just getting to meet you, Dr. Anderson, and kind of know your personality and make sure that you're a good fit on a more personal level, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important, because a lot of patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy, you know, they to be very honest, to some extent they're frustrated, and they're kind of skeptical to some reason, because oftentimes they've been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, mm-hmm. You have neuropathy, you're going to have to live with it forever. Best thing you can do is maybe take medications for it. So, you know, this really gives patients a chance to, you know, ask questions if they have them, sit down with myself, understand kind of what we do in our office, get to know my staff a little bit. And I find that it usually makes, you know, patients feel a lot more comfortable with, you know, what we're talking about and really what they're dealing with. And it really is a chance for them to get all the information they may need.
Well, and that's a good point too, Dr. Anderson, because talking about this advanced treatment, let me say this right, electrical signaling, is that how you said it?
Yeah, electronic signaling treatment.
It's possible that somebody hasn't heard of this before, and so they might be a little nervous not knowing what it is. So do you kind of go over explaining what exactly it is?
Yes, and absolutely. Most people haven't heard of it. And so, yes, we do spend a lot of time in being able to answer questions if patients have them, so they're informed with exactly what it is we're doing.
Well, right. And there's some of the skepticism that comes in of, oh, does this really work? I haven't heard of it before. But, yes, it does. You've been doing it for 9 years, mm-hmm. and it's
and
really
seen great
helped.
Results.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So is this in any way a hereditary thing, or is this just something that just, like I say, affects certain people?
Well, it can be hereditary, Scott. Patients can have, you know, genetic neuropathies, but the majority of them are not. majority of them are caused by some other health issue. And, you know, the number one cause, again, are like blood sugar issues. We see patients who have neuropathy because of autoimmune issues or side effects of medication. So, you know, a whole other part of what we do in our office, which I didn't even get to, is you know, we have this advanced treatment to treat the nerve symptoms patients are dealing with, but we also spend a lot of time in addressing the underlying causes of it. So then once the treatment gets them better and they don't have the pain and they can sleep at night and their mobility is better, we want to make sure that it doesn't come back. So also making sure we address those blood sugar issues, those inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues is just as important, because that's going to allow for a good prognosis.
Sure. Now, like most ailments, I mean, does it help if catching this early?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't say a lot easier, but it's patients will have better success with treatment if there's less nerve damage. And, you know, less nerve damage is usually if they haven't been living with it as long. But there's other factors as well. Sometimes I'll see patients who have had neuropathy for, you know, a very long period of time, but it's been very slow progressing. You know, and they may be a better fit. They may not have as much nerve damage as someone who's had it for less time, or it was kind of faster progressing. So there's just a lot of variables.
Now, is there anything, I mean, obviously nobody wants to have tingling and numbness to begin with. Is there any sort of preventative measures that our listeners can take? Maybe they're starting to feel those early signs and they don't want it to get worse. You know, they feel that bunched up sock in their shoe you were describing.
Well, it's kind of, because every case is so independent based on what's causing it. You know, so for one individual, it could be different than the next based on the etiology and why they have neuropathy. So number one, I'd say figuring out first if they have neuropathy is the main key. You know, having a real neuropathy-specific exam, knowing what it is you're dealing with, that would probably be the first key. And then based on that and based on what's causing it, then there are certain things that can be done, you know, to really kind of slow progression down.
Yeah, so really the number one step is to take advantage of that consultation, because that's where you're going to find that information out.
Right, $27.
Yeah, you have to figure out what's going on, because it's hard for me to tell one person, hey, you should do this, because if I haven't seen them, I haven't consulted with them, I'm not going to have any clue of why they could have it, what could be causing it. So it's just hard to say.
Right. You can call right now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. Just mentioned you heard Dr. Anderson here on Haystack Help Radio, and you'd like that $27 consultation. A couple minutes left for this segment. How long is the treatment? So, you know, we come in, you figure out, hey, I think we can be of help. What is that series of treatments like? I mean, is it something that's, you know, you kind of got to maintain the rest of your life, or is it something over a 3, 6 month, 9 month period?
Yeah, and it's usually done over the course of about 3 months. And so depending on the patient, again, it does vary to some degree, but I would say on average from when I start with a patient until I'm done treating the patient, it's about 3 months. And no, it's not something patients do forever. You know, our goal here is to kind of treat patients and then we release them from care. You know, we want to take them from point A to point B. And so all of our patients, once treatment's done, you know, it's something that they're no longer coming back into the office for treatments, because we've been able to have success with them. So, you know, there's variables with that, as I said, but most of the time it's about 3 months. Over that time, I may see a patient, you know, 15 times. I may see them 25 times. So it's kind of spread out. Oftentimes we're working around, you know, a patient's travel schedule or whatever it may be.
Sure. Well, the main thing is don't ignore pain in your body anywhere. I think any kind of physician, doctor would tell you that, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a warning signal, right?
Yeah, for sure. Again, it's Dr. Dean Anderson, Front Range Medical Center. Listen, you're not going to get this kind of consultation and thorough consultation anywhere. $27. All you got to do is mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, 720-851-9694. And as I mentioned, Dr. Anderson is going to be with us several times throughout each month this year to really help with this topic. And if you know someone that's suffering with this, give them a call today, 720-851-9694. So, Dr. Anderson, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it, Scott.
All right. That's Dr. Dean Anderson, Front Range Medical Center. Marie, it's an interesting topic.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we got to talk to him.
Absolutely. And you can also hear Dr. Anderson on our 810 KLVZ station as well. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years.
We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Now, you've heard this name on our show ever since we started it in 2000. About 11, I believe it was, and our Sportsman of Colorado show in 2013. And a person that's made a lot of that even open to us is Len Lyle Chevrolet, Dan Johnson. They've been a great sponsor of our show and friend of our show. And, of course, that's where we get all our vehicles. And so Dan Johnson, the general manager, joins us now. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing great. So I tell you, a little sunshine out there feels pretty good.
Yeah, it certainly does. We still need a little melt to happen here, but
that's good.
All our cars are cleaned off and we're ready to go.
Ready to go. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking before we came on here a little bit about Len Lyle and just the success you guys have had, and you see some car dealers go in and out of business, all the different things. What do you really attribute, the success? And we'll tell Jim, since you've been there, okay. What do you attribute the success really to Len Lyle Chevrolet and just the way you guys do business?
Well, the dealership's been here since, I think, 1975. And Jim Lyle's dad started it, Len Lyle. And I came on board about 15 years ago. And there's a lot of the same people. I mean, there's some technicians here that have been here 30 years plus. There's an old saying that I learned a long time in the car business: to take care of your employees, they'll take care of your customers. So, it's always nice to see a friendly face in a dealership, and rather than a ton of turnover, and you don't know anybody in service or in sales when you want to come back. And the one thing I'm pretty proud of, I have two of the top-selling salespeople. They're kind of fleet/retail guys in the state of Colorado. I mean, we're not the largest dealership. However, two of my guys are in the top five of all the salespeople. So, they've been here with me the whole 15 years, and just a ton of repeat referral business just because they take care of people. I mean,
right.
The deals are honest, fair, and, service, loaner cars, whatever they need, they get taken care of, which is really nice. Not all dealerships do that. You drop your car off and they say, there's the bus stop.
Sure, yeah.
Not here.
Right.
Not here.
And, I think that's one thing. And when I talk to people sometimes, about you know, hey, you're looking for something, let me know. And it'll come up sometimes, you know, man, I can't stand going to dealerships. And that's why so many people have gone this, and we'll talk about this. I know we did it a couple of months ago, this broker route, but, and they're thinking that's the best deal for them. But I mean, I'm telling you, the whole vibe, at Lynn Lyle, I mean, when you walk in the door, it's not this, you know, salesy atmosphere. I mean, you're greeted properly. And you know what? Like you've always said, hey, man, buying a vehicle should be fun. And that's what you guys try to do it. And you shouldn't have to spend all day there either.
No. I mean, Jim Lyle and I both try to say, you know, we'll go as fast or as slow as you want to go. I mean, you know, once you pick a vehicle out, you know, you can be out of here in a half hour if you want to be, you know, paperwork-wise and everything else. It's, you know, it shouldn't take all day long. And, you know, I mean, once a vehicle's selected, you know, that's when we go to work. You know, let's get you in, get you out of here. You know, everybody's a busy world out there. You got things to do. But then again, we'll take as long as you want. As far as, you know, these cars these days are, you know, a lot of electronics, lots of new things on them. So, you know, we want to make sure you're, you know, thoroughly comfortable with the new purchase and you know what all your vehicle has. I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff in these new Chevys.
Absolutely. Dan Johnson's our guest, general manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And you know, when you think back, the other day I picked up a paper in a Starbucks just waiting on somebody real quick. And I don't know who reads the paper much today, but I was thinking about looking through all the ads. I mean, you remember the day, man, where, I mean, it was full of car ads, you know, I mean, just full page after page on weekends and all. I mean, the internet has changed your business, hasn't it?
Oh, totally. Totally changed our business. I mean, I cut my teeth on the newspaper. Dean Singleton and I are, you know, go way back to the Houston days. You know, he's the owner of the Post, and way back. And, you know, I used to run full-page ads, and, you know, that probably ended 8-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I mean, I mean, if I want to buy a washer and dryer, I don't look at the newspaper. I just Google, you know.
Right.
You know, so we're there. You know, yeah. We're at all the places. You know, we're Cars.com, Auto Trader. You know, we're there. And you know, it's just changed everything. And you know what it's allowed us to do as well. You know, Chevy dealer on East Colfax and Aurora, I wouldn't stock a Lexus or a Mercedes or something like that. Just didn't have the market for it. But now with the internet, mm-hmm. you know, if it's a nice car, all I have to do is, you know, make sure it's good, make sure it's something we want to sell, and pop it on the internet, and somebody will find it either here in town or, you know, I sell cars all over the country. So it has changed everything. There's no question about it.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, here's what I always tell people, too. I mean, boy, in this day and time with just different job things, you look at the government shutdown now. I mean, sometimes people get behind and maybe a little bit of credit stuff. But, you know, with all the business you do, I mean, there's not too many people that can walk in there and you can't figure out something to get them financed.
Oh, yeah. We have, I don't know how many banks and credit unions we have. It's a lot. And we have banks that specialize in, you know, credit challenged or people that have stubbed their toe or bankruptcies or whatever, you know, they want those people. And they, you know, we try to do everything we can to get them, you know, a fair interest rate and, you know, still sell the car for, you know, what, you know, a fair price and what the book, what book value is. But yes, absolutely. We, and even, you know, black stripe driver's license or, you know, you know, not citizens, but they have work visas.
Right.
You know, we can get those done as well. That's not a problem.
Okay, good deal. Well, I mentioned the broker thing. I know you and I did a whole kind of a whole segment on it, but I think it's important to bring it up again because it seems like people get fooled into this idea that, hey, the broker can buy, you know, vehicles cheaper than you can. And I think that is a huge lie. We won't even say a myth. We'll just say that it's a lie.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's, you know, they don't work for free. Most of them don't work cheap. I mean, to be honest, I've had a broker come in here and, you know, say, I'm going to buy this car and I'm selling it to these people and we're going to do it on your paper and you're going to cut me a check back for $2,500. I'm kind of going, wow, that doesn't feel good to me. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you know, I'll do what you want me to do, but, you know, why didn't the customer come to me direct?
Sure.
You know, I mean, save them quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like I say, they don't work for free, and it's, you know, and I guess we did it to ourselves. You know, there's dealerships out there that are, you know, they're a little bit shady and, you know, to hide things and, you know, slip things in and, mm-hmm. you know, have a bad reputation. I mean, it doesn't happen here.
So, right, absolutely.
You know, you do not need a broker at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be fair. It's going to be honest. We're going to take care of you after the sale. I'm not interested. There's a lot of car dealers that, you know, just let me make one deal and it's going to be a big one. And, you know, I don't care if you ever come back. Well,
right.
That's not how we build our business. You know, I want you back. I want your service. I want your friends. I want your relatives. And, you know, treat everybody right and, you know, you prosper. And we've had good years because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Dan Johnson's our guest, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. If you get by there, Dan's office is just right inside the front door. Usually you'll be greeted there when you pull in. Just tell him you want to see Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio, or you can mention Sportsman of Colorado, and he'll take great care of you. You know, and I tell people all the time, boy, you look at this weather, how it changes in and out, man, to getting your cars in, to get them serviced and making sure you got good tires and making sure everything's good. You don't want to break down and on a cold day like we had a couple of days ago. And you guys, I mean, I got a deal from the other day that I used. You know, you guys sent out some good coupons, and I was able to use one even getting an oil change and everything. But I challenge anyone really to compare your service and the quality of service, you know, with the pricing that they think they're probably getting at some of these, you know, quicker lube places.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, like you say, I mean, I always have coupons out there. So if you came here once, you're always going to get a coupon. But even if you just come in off the street, I challenge, and I'll price match anything that, you know, I mean, even tires, I'll price match tires. You know, you can't do it cheaper anywhere else than right here.
And, right.
You know, the best thing about that is, you know, once again, I don't have the turnover. You mm-hmm. know, I spend a lot of money training these technicians, and General Motors requires that, you know, these technicians are trained. So, you know, I just don't want, you know, 18-year-old kid, you know, jumping in my car that doesn't have any experience at all. I mean, you know, these guys are highly trained, and they know what they're doing. So, and it's not much. It's not more money.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, I'm saving. Yeah. I'm saving money, and I actually had a good friend that, you know, I'd kind of felt a little loyalty to too. That, you know, used to do mine, owns a shop. But I'm telling you, I'm saving money. And here's the other thing I like, and, you know, got a couple of minutes here, but this is the main thing I like too, because I know when I come in for an oil change here, and your guys raise a hood. Hey, I mean, they're not looking through everything. I mean, they're there to do an oil change. But you know what? If they see something, they're going to let me know where somebody at a, you know, fast lube place, hey, if a hose's got a hole, whatever, they see a leak, they have no incentive to tell me whatever because they can't fix it or don't want to fix it.
Yeah. Or they don't know what to look for. We
yeah.
do a multi-point inspection on every single car that crosses the service drive. So if you come in for an oil change, you're not only getting an oil change, you know, we're going to fill up your windshield washer. We're going to do a multi-point inspection. We're going to look at, you know, belts, hoses, brakes, air filters, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, if you need something, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll tell you that, too. We'll say, hey, your brakes are, you know, at 8 millimeters, you're fine, you know. But if they're at 2 millimeters, we're going to say something.
Yep.
And, you know, just, you know, that's the way we do it.
Yes, sir. Well, Dan, hey, man, I appreciate it. And, again, thanks for all you do for us. And we got Chris found one of my guys a truck here we're going to be getting in touch with here real quick. So hopefully we'll get him in there. But, again, get out and see Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio. And I promise you, if you are looking for a good pre-owned vehicle, a new vehicle, give them at least a chance to earn your business. And I promise you, you will call and thank me because you'll get treated the right way at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. So, Dan, thank you very much, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you as well.
Thanks.
That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least just right off Colfax and 225. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
It's February, and that means at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it's National Pet Dental Health Month. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Haystack Health Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. Does your pet have a clean smile? Just as for humans, dental health is important for our pets, and keeping their teeth clean and healthy both above and below the gum line is key. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens in their lobby and the chance to win a fabulous dental gift basket for any dog or cat having a dental cleaning or other dental procedure through the month of February. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they've been helping pets have clean and healthy smiles for almost 20 years. Just give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, and find out how they can help your pet today. Oh, and be sure and sign up for their fantastic rewards program at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, we've trusted our pets to this great staff, and you can too. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just getting in the car or turn on your radio, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, normally our next guest would be on our Sportsman of Colorado show, which, by the way, you can catch on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 8 and also Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. But that is Green Mountain Guns, and Mike Cook is with us. And, Mike, first of all, welcome. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you.
Absolutely. Same here, sir. And, you know, I thought, you know, hey, there's a little bit different audience for us, but, boy, I tell you, I think the way the recent elections went, we got a lot of gun things that could be coming up, hitting us here pretty quick. So I wanted to get you on a few minutes and talk about your store.
You bet. Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, that's something we're all watching, and appreciate you having us on.
Sure. You know, Green Mountain Guns, you guys have been there, you know, a number of years, and you and your wife, Julie, just kind of celebrate your one-year anniversary as the new owners there. And if you're not familiar with the store, they're at 3355 South Yarrow Street in Lakewood. And, again, you can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. But just a great, great store, and, you know, you've done a few new things there, and you got a few new folks there, as well as you, some of the folks that were there previously. But talk a little bit about just some of the differences as you look back over the year of what you're most proud of.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'll tell you what I'm most proud of is the team that we have here and the hard work everybody's put forth to welcome us in and to help us with all the changes that we envisioned, and we've been fortunate enough to bring online. We've got several things, everything from, of course, still have a huge consignment selection here. Our new guns and used guns has grown substantially. And then we've now moved into the internet world where we're doing sales and so forth there, Scott. And then, of course, our big focus that we brought on board is our estate. assistance with folks that are looking to sell or help us appraise any of their state needs. So that's been good. That's grown substantially. And then we're looking into some new areas currently, which include some of our Class 3 areas, which we're now dealers. So I'm very proud of how all that's come together and the team I have that helped us do it.
Right, absolutely. You know, you mentioned internet, and we just had Dan Johnson, Lynn-Law Chevrolet, and I was talking about how internet has changed the car business, and internet has really changed a lot of things in the gun world as too, as far as a lot of different sites you can go to. But one thing I think you guys really do different than anybody, and you know, a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of stores around that do consignment, but you go a little bit extra mile, and you know, and working with a customer, and if they want to, you can do some things on the internet instead of just putting a gun in a case and putting a price they want on it. You kind of walk them through what you think the gun will sell for. Hey, it doesn't do either one of you any good to put something in there overpriced. So you kind of coordinate all that with them. But then you don't just put it in the case and hope somebody comes in and wants it. I mean, you can put a lot of things on your site and other sites to really help that customer move that firearm.
That's correct, Scott. And I have some staff members that specialize in that have done a wonderful job for us to get that up and running. If you go to our website, which is greenmountainguns.com, and go under featured firearms, you'll see several firearms there that are both store-owned or consignment guns, and that grows continually. And then you can go out on some of the national gun sales sites under Green Mountain Guns. You'll see us out there. But this is something that we started a few months ago where, as you said, we still have a strong presence on our consignment sales here in the store, but not only can you have your gun displayed here in the store, but if you select, you can have it out on our website, or we'll even put it out on one of the national sites for sales. Take all the phone calls and monitor that and do the best we can to help guide you in a reasonable price that will get the firearm moved for you. So we're very proud of that, and that's working very well.
And, you know, you and I were visiting yesterday a little bit, and another thing I think, and again, I don't know this with everyone, but I certainly want to bring it up for you is, you know, hey, I bring a gun in there, I want to put it on consignment, or you're going to buy it from me straight out. I mean, you kind of go through that gun, kind of like when you trade in a car, a dealership will kind of go through a car just to make sure everything's all good, and you do that as well. Just another step to ensure your next customer is going to buy a good firearm.
We do that, Scott, and all the store-owned firearms, we go completely through them, and I'm happy to say we have a gunsmith that's working with us part-time on staff now, as well as some that I've already had on staff, and we go through those guns to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're functional. We clean them up. So any gun that you buy that's a store-owned gun, you can be assured we've gone through it, and we back that gun. And then we now offer a service to our consignment customers that if they want that same thing done with their weapon, we have the ability to do that before we present it out to sale. And that's working very well for us, and I'm very pleased with how that's coming along.
Again, Mike Cook is our guest. Green Mountain Guns is the company. They are at 3355 South Yarrow Street. And as Mike said, go to their website, greenmountainguns.com, and you will see a tab for a featured firearm. And, boy, check that out each week. And then you go in the store. They've got several different racks, of course, always the behind-the-counter type of firearms. But you've also got some special racks right out there on your floor that are good sale items.
We do, and typically we have a gun of the week that's for sale. We have some out here. We've got great prices on us. And then every month we take one of the brands and we have discounted prices on those. We run that every month, so you can watch our website or come in the store and you'll see which brand names that we're running specials on for that month. And that changes monthly, but we try to stay advertising out there to where you know what the current month is and what the next month or two brings.
Sure. And bring that up. I know February kicks off FN, HK, and Springfield. So, boy, that'll be some good deals for folks.
It will be, Scott. And we have a great selection of all those brands in the store right now, both new and used, and we have more coming in daily. We ran Glock and Smith. Those will be coming back special pricing soon. And And speaking of that, Glock has some new models out, as does the SIG with their 365. Right now, we have several of those in store, and we encourage you to come in and have a look at them.
Yeah, and you mentioned yesterday, I don't know if they've sold or you still got them, but you said that 365, you were able to get a little pretty good-sized shipment of those, and you had one pair that had consecutive serial numbers.
We do. Yeah, we do. We were very fortunate. We have a large shipment of those that came in. We have several in the store, and we were fortunate that we have a couple of them, or a couple sets of consecutive serial numbers, which you rarely see, and we have those online as well as sitting in the store right now.
Right. And, you know, one thing I want to touch back on then, the internet sales. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not one of these guys that wants to do something on Craigslist, do all this stuff, and then try to get somebody to meet me at a store to do the transfer legally. And when you guys do it all, you were kind of telling me yesterday, I mean, you handle everything. You handle all the shipping to the client. You handle all of that. And to me, for your percentage on that, that is an extremely, extremely fair deal. There's no way I'm going to get the exposure for that firearm as an individual as you can offer as Green Mountain Guns.
Well, we sure believe so, Scott, and I think the results are sure showing that this works good for the customer and both the customer selling as well as the customer that's buying. And you're right, if you engage us in that part of the business, if the gun sells, as I said, we take all the phone calls, we'll get it sold for you, we'll get it packaged up and out the door to the new owner, and you don't have to do anything other than let us run with it.
Sure.
So I think it's a great opportunity and takes quite a load off of the customer.
Right. Now, you mentioned the estate sales. For folks that aren't familiar with that, and we call it estate sales, but I mean, I know we were talking yesterday, had a gentleman, a listener, come by our booth at the International Sportsman's Expo and said, man, thank you for having such a good sponsor. I went out there and he really liked you. And I mean, he bragged on you for about 10 minutes. But just how he said, hey, I really felt like he was being honest with me and fair with me. And this guy had a collection of pistols. So we call it estate sales. But basically, if you've got a collection of firearms, you know, two or three firearms, you got 100 firearms, whatever. Talk about how you kind of work your whole estate sale.
Well, you're right, Scott, and we see a broad range of that, and we do use that term to cover a lot of different ways that people dispose of their firearms. But some of it, a family may have inherited several firearms, they're not sure what to do with them. In that case, they can come to us or we'll go to you here in the local area. And we'll look at those guns, try to give you our best appraisal on what we think the value is, what they would sell for, and if that works, then we can get them over to the store and get them sold. There are a lot of other situations where somebody, as you said, may have a collection they put together for years. They now want to focus their efforts and their funds in a different direction. And in that case, we can help them do an appraisal and get them on the market as well. So maybe anything from an inheritance to just a collection you've decided that you may want to get rid of and put your funds a different direction.
Well, good deal. Mike, can you hang on through a break and do one more segment with us? I want to talk a little bit more about your ARs and Class 3 and a couple other things with you if you got a few minutes.
Be happy to do that.
All right. Mike Cook is our guest. GreenMountainGuns.com is their website. Again, check them out there. More than importantly, get by and see them. And when you do, let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and we'd appreciate that. They're located at 3355 South Yarrow Street. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Mike Cook is with us from Green Mountain Guns, and Mike is a sponsor with us on our Sportsman of Colorado show, but I wanted to get him on Haystack today and just let you folks know about him as well. As I just mentioned before the break, you can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. Each week they have a featured firearm there. Mike has a tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, ARs. I was just in a store yesterday checking all out, and boy, just a great, great selection. So, Mike, you mentioned you got the Class 3 thing all set up now, so tell a little bit about what that means to you.
Okay, Scott, and thanks for having me back. Yes, we recently, about a month ago, we were able to get our Class 3 license, which that goes along with our standard federal firearms license, and that allows us on the standard license to sell new and used firearms and transfers and so forth. The Class 3 is an addition to that, and what that allows us to do is handle weapons and silencers that fall under what they call the SOT, which is your NFA items, your National Firearms Act. So in that, that allows us to buy and sell silencers, to handle full automatic weapons that are legal to transfer, as well as short-barreled rifles and shotguns. And that's an area that's new to Green Mountain Guns, and it's an area that's growing in the gun business, and we're very pleased to be able to get involved with that and handle any of your needs in that area.
Right. And, you know, hey, you got guns. At some point, gunsmithing comes in good, and it's great to me to have kind of a one-stop shop place where, hey, you can not only buy it, but hey, if something goes wrong or you're like me, sometimes you break something, it's great to have a place where you can just walk in, and you guys have a gunsmith now there on staff.
We do. We have a gentleman that's joined our team here. He has his own company, and he's working in our shop here, working on some of our items, and he's open for business on assisting our clients coming in. I'm very pleased with that. His name's John, and when you come in, if you have a need, don't hesitate to ask. If John's not in the store, he's on call, and we'll get him in here to help you.
And, you know, you've got a nice showroom there, too, and I just want to mention that real quick as well. And one thing you were mentioning is you got a new shipment in of your Conceal handbags, and I believe you guys call those gun-toting mamas, so that's pretty cool. But, you know, it is something nice for ladies to have a purse where they it is a concealed thing, because, hey, most purses, I know my wife, the ones she carries a lot of times, just a big open thing at the bottom, and all of a sudden, if you had to get your gun quick, man, you can't find nothing in that. So it's great to have a concealed carry handbag.
It is, and Gun-Toting Mamas is a national brand, Scott. That's a very high-quality brand, and it's priced very reasonable. My wife, Julie, who's also my partner in the business, has taken point on that, and she has two or three herself, and we see those go out the door and get the reports back that the ladies are very pleased with them. But they're specifically made for concealed carry, but yet they're a very nice, fashionable purse, they tell me, so I would encourage folks to come have a look at them. I think you'd be very happy with them.
Right. And also, I mean, from your, you know, I was looking through there yesterday when I was there. You know, you've got some great scopes, you know, of course, cleaning things for cleaning supplies, deals for all your farms, and you know, great selection of ammo as well. But who are you mainly carrying in, like, some of your scopes?
Well, you know, we have all the brands, Leupold, Burris, Bushnell, for the most part, all the major brands that you would see anywhere we have. If we don't have the specific scope that you want in here, we'll certainly get those in. We do special orders on a regular basis. We're happy to do that. So if it's something you've seen out there on the Internet, I would ask that you please give us a shot at your business. We'll certainly do the best we can on price. We'll look through all our distributors, see if we can find it for you. But that goes for the scopes, all the accessories, ammo. We have good links into all the ammo that's out there. And some of this real hard to find ammo. We have some distributors that we're working with that we're very fortunate to be able to get some of that. So please give us a shot at that if there's something specific you're looking for.
Right. And, you know, again, I mentioned the legal side of things, and, of course, we're all for that. But just take a minute, and, I mean, as a gun store owner, I mean, I think we're all for having guns in the hands of people that are mentally capable to having guns and all that. But, you know, this red flag bill that they're looking at bringing back up again. Any thoughts you have on that?
Well, as you said, Scott, you know, our goal is we want to serve the public on their firearms and accessory needs, and we want to do that obviously legally and have these firearms out to folks that have a legal right and the ability to properly utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
And we strongly support that, and of course, strong supporters of the Second Amendment. But you know, I can say from that because I'm retired law enforcement, my wife's involved in that, so we also understand all the concerns of the law enforcement community, and we've been out there and seen that, and we recognize the concerns there. But we're strong supporters of firearms rights, and we're strong supporters of the law enforcement community.
No, absolutely, and you know, so certainly maybe some discussions can be had. I think what killed that bill last year was just it seemed to come up right at the end, and it kind of seemed like a deal they were just trying to cram down our throats real quick. So
yes, yeah.
You know, so hopefully you know, things will work out there as well. But I'm telling you, this is one thing. Now, do you guys work with anybody for people wanting to get their concealed weapon permits? Any classes that you guys promote?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I appreciate you bringing that up, Scott. We've been trying to get that started, and I wanted to put the right team together with the right training based on my experience and what we see out there. And I'm happy to say that we now have that training team in place. We just had meetings on that last week. And if you watch our website and listen to us on the radio, we'll probably within the next two or three weeks be announcing dates for that. And that will take place, the classroom portion will take place in the evenings and weekends right here at our store. And if you do take our class, you'll have some opportunities for some special buys after the class out in our store.
Oh, okay,
so I'm very
great.
Pleased with that, Scott. Yes, and by the way, on that, we will have some individuals in the law community that will be available to answer questions and help you through some of those legal needs as well.
Right. No, that's really good. And as I mentioned to you, you know, Kevin Flesh, an attorney on our show with the Sportsman of Colorado. Kevin, boy, did a great seminar at the International Sportsman's Expo on Colorado gun laws. And so maybe we can get him involved with you, too, because he's right there local for you as well. Well, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. I want to hit a couple of high points real quick. Green Mountain Guns, 3355 South Yarrow Street. Again, They sell new firearms. They do consignments of firearms. So if you've got some firearms maybe you're just not using anymore or you want to turn into cash, boy, this is a great way to do it. And also February will kick off their FNHK Springfield specials. And Mike mentioned, boy, SIG, they've got some nice SIG 365s and 9mm there. And if you've got a collection of guns, maybe some that you've been collecting for a while, or maybe they were left to you in an inheritance or something, and you don't know what to do with them, don't know what they're worth, whatever, and maybe you want to move those, you can give Mike a call there at Green Mountain Guns, and they will be glad to fix you up. And that number there, Mike, is 303-985-7240, I believe. So
that's correct.
Yeah,
you bet.
303-985-7240. And once again, gunsmithing, I mean, really, truly, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs. And they will just do you a great service there. I did have one person, Mike, asked me the other day talking about this deal. He goes, hey, is it really important, you know, if you really know the person, really good friend, maybe even a relative, they want to buy a gun, is it really important to go through this whole deal the legal way? And I just wanted to take a minute and encourage everyone. Yeah, we used to do that all the time. I mean, hey, I grew up in Texas. Everybody did that. Just, hey, you want to buy it? Here's cash and here's the gun. But it is important to do it the legal route now because you never know where that gun could end up.
Well, that's true, Scott. You know, and the law does allow some exceptions for immediate family members. We understand that. But we also encourage you, don't hesitate to use us on that. And, of course, if it's not immediate, you do need to follow the law on that. But one service that we also offer here, and I want to stress, is that we use a process. We clear all of our used guns that come in, both consignment or store-owned, to ensure that they are not stolen, that they have a good background behind them. And we can also offer that service even on a transfer. So if there's a gun that's been in the family, it's been moving around, you want to make sure that it's got a good history and it doesn't have an issue out there legally, let us know, and we're happy to help you on that as well.
Well, good deal. Well, Mike, hey, man, we appreciate it very, very much and glad to introduce you here to our Haystack Help listeners as well. So if you get by Green Mountain Guns, 3355 South Yarrow Street, tell them you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Mike, thank you very much, sir, and we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us on. We look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, sir. That sounds great. Mike Cook, Green Mountain Guns. Once again, that website, greenmountainguns.com. We want to thank all of our guests today and mostly thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.